Yaron Daf, Hey Yomid Aleph, towards the bottom of the Yomid. Loi, now the Gemara is going to explain the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Loi, Harei Hasher, Karei Hamavet. My comma, what is the Tana saying? Amar Rav Zvid, Shmei Derove, Ochi Kama. The Tan is asking a kashe, Lichtoi Brachmone Chode, Betei Se Idoch Minei. That is the silent kashe, what the Tan is asking. So why is it necessary to say Mave? We could learn Mave from Sher. Chode Roma, Chode mi chode, lo yasye. You cannot learn out mave from sher. Lo yarei asher, kerei amave. The one that the chumris, vaitesis had said on that base, ain kulosei shel sher, ki kulosei shel mave. That means that sher is more chomor than mave, and if it would have said sher, I cannot learn mave from sher. V'loi ze v'ze sheyesh b'em ruach hayim karei ha'ish. My comma, what is the Tana saying now? Omar ad mishar shiyem. Shmei v'rove, hochi comma. Lichtoim rachmon etarti. Let the Tana write, let the posik write two psukim. Good, you can't learn out. Chad mechad. Lichtoim rachmon etarti. Let the posik write two psukim, by sher and by mave, v'teisi idoch minayu, and we'll learn out eish from sher umave. Choderomal, so the Tana says, chodemitarti lo yose, you cannot learn out eish from sher and mave. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, my comma, lomali le misne klal. Why does he have to tell us this? Because he's really saying a teretz without a kasha. Is lomali le misne klal. So he said, because there's a silent kasha. Beteisai idoch mine, vemametzinu. That was the kasha. Let's learn out mave from Sher. Bisher shuhu mazik v'chay. Av ha-mave shuhu mazik yeichay. So the Gemara, the Mishnah answers, lo yosye, ki the meporesh la'el, rav le'taymei, v'shmuel le'taymei. Lichtoy rachmone tarti, shoyer u'mave. Now the Tana is asking another kashe. Good, you can't learn out mave from sher or sher from mave. But let the Torah write both psukim, sher u'mave. The Tei say eish minayu. Let's learn out eish from sher u'mave. The chi pirches, you'll ask a kashe male keren shekein kabonosei lahazik. Hikolameima shein techiach. Mal shein sheyeshano la zeikai keren yechiyach. So Rashi seems to be learning. Really, we had on the Gimel Amud Beis the machlokes Rav Shmuel. What the taich of sheir is and what the taich of mave is. According to Shmuel, the maskonas haGemara was that Sheir is regal and Mave is shein. According to Rav, Sheir is kol mili de Sheir and Mave is Odom. These are the two Mahalchem. So now Rashi is explaining the Gemara's Kasha. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says as follows. the Chi Pirches Kileske Shaila Male Keren Shekein Kavonose Lahazik. So Rashi is reality not going according, not according to Shmuel, not according to Rav. Rashi says the Gemara's Kashis, we shall learn out Shein from Keren. Oh, Via Maskone, according to Shmuel, Shoyer means regal, and Mava means shame. But there was such a tzad in the Gemara that Shoyer means Keren. The Gemara is Takash on this tzad. So the Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi held that the Gemara is going now according to this Mandiyah. Malichtev Rachmone Tarti. Really, Shein and Regel, we learn out from one pasuk. We can learn out from Vishilach, Sai Shein, Vishai Regel. Here the Gemara says, Lichtoi v'rachmone tarti, it should say two psukim. So it seems, according to Shmuel, the Gemara is going, let it say Keren and Shein. I will ask a pirche, male Keren shekein kavanosi lahazik. Ikalameima Shein techiyah. Mal shein sheyeshano lehazekoi keren yechiyach. Ularav do omar mave ze odom. According to Rav, sheyer is kol mili de sheyer mave ze odom. Teisi yochi, the Gemara's kasha was as follows. Ki pirches mal sheyer sheken kavanose lehazik sheyer is kailul kol mili. Komili de Shoyer. Toima Be'esh is Odom Yechiyach. Shafilu ein kavanosi lahazik hayiv, kedisnan Odom muad bein er ben Yosham. Nu, a Yosham is not kavanosi lahazik. Ma'la Odom shekein hayiv barbo dvorim. Shoy Yechiyach. Atad ha-shobash ben shedarken lahazik v'shmiros nalecho af ani ovi eish. So that is, the Gemara just said pshat in the first two bovis of the Mishnah, Loi ha-rei ha-sher k'rei ha-mave, rei ha-mave k'rei ha-sher, v'loi v'zeh she'esh b'emruachayim k'rei ha-ish. Let us see the bottom Tosfos, and l'afei medalef, my comma, mishum v'loi motzi l'fushi, hay loi ha-rei k'sha, loi ha-rei she'betalmud, k'metame my comma. We had heard Tosfos on the Beis Amud Aleph, so Tosfos explained that the translation of Loi Harei means Ein Kulosei Shel Shur Ki Kulosei Shel Mave, and the Ein Perushoi on the Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos, Ein Perushoi Ki Shar Mekayim Shel Betalmud. Roy, Roy, Zeke, Roy, Zeke, Dostin, Perusha, and Chumrushal Zeke, Chumrushal Zeke. So, Memele, so the Gemara asked a legitimate Kasha, my Komar, the Loshen of Loi Harei, is not the way it is all over in Shas. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara in Sitake, here there's a different Shas. And Kulosai Shal Zeke, Ki Kulosai Shal Zeke. Now, we're starting a new sugya, Omar Rove. Vikulu, all the Oveis, we have Sher Ber Mave Ever, Kishodis Ber Minayu, if the Torah would have written Ber plus any other of, Osion Kulu Bemehatza, so we could learn out the rest of the Yoveis b'mehatzad. That means in reality, on Chiyuv, it is not necessary to write all the Yoveis. If it would just say two Yoveis, and one of these two Yoveis are Boyer, I could learn out all other Yoveis. Levar mi Keren, besides Keren. Keren, I cannot learn out from Boyer and another Av. Mishum de ikele mifrach, because on Keren I'll have a pirche, male kulu shukain muodin mitchiloso. I have a pilche, all the ovis, including bayin, whatever you are adding together with bayin, amu adim et chulosam. Well, exactly what this means, when we'll come to Rashi, we'll try to explain this. According to the man the Yoma that holds that Keren is better, he does not hold of this Pirche Ma Le Kulon Shekeimu Odin Mitchilosa. So then, he holds that Keren is better Shekavanosi Lahazi Hafilu Keren Nami Osi. Now, to understand this memra of Rove, we have to see Rashi in Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, Vekulu kishodes Beir Binayu, when we will learn Beir, Osyon iksiv Beir v'choda mehanoch, let us see, Rashi. Kishode v'kulu, kishodis ber binayu osyam. All the others, if one of the others and would be ber, and then we'd have another of, we could figure out the rest of the others. So Rashi explains. Iksiv ber v'choda mahanach. If it would say in the Torah, Boer, and one other of, Osyon Kulu Inoch Minay. So then we can learn out the rest of the others from these two. Bitzad HaShoba. Now, Rashi starts elaborating. The Ksiv Boer V'Keren. If it would say in the Torah, the Mazik of Boer, the Mazik of Keren. And it wouldn't say shame. Is osi shane minayu hochi? I can learn out shane from Boer and Keren. How would I learn out? Ma Boer, shane darkoi leilech ulahazik chai. Kabochoim, madach Boer, it's not oilech ulahazik it's chai. Shane, shane darkoi leilech ulahazik leikolshke. So shane is zicha better than Boer. Now have a pirche mala boer shekein tchilis asiyosai oimed lenezek. A boer, as soon as it is made, it is already a potential mazik. That means we do not need any other addition in order to make it a mazik. For example, Karen has to get angry. Shane, it has to get hungry. Eish, you need a ruach metzuya to make the eish start going. Regel, it has to start walking. So all the mazikim are, then it's not chilas asiyos and lenezik. You need an additive in order to make it a mazik. A boer, b'shus harabim, for example, that, as soon as it is made, it's oimed lenezik. You have a takola there already. So Ba'emis, and this is a chaymer that Boer has over Shane. Taymer b'shane, it's not chilas asiyosel and ezek. A behemer without any additives, it's not chilas asiyosel and ezek. So the Gemara says, Keren, so Rashi says, Keren yechiyach, Keren is also, you have to get angry in order for it to be mazik. It's not a mazik, Male Keren, Shekain Kavanose Lahazik. Keren is Kavanose Lahazik. So the Mele is better than Shane. It's Boy Yechiach. Boy is not Kavanose Lahazik. So I have two Melamdim. Vachosar Adin. That means you don't need Kavanose Lahazik because Boy is not Kavanose Lahazik. You don't need Chilas Asiyos Elenezek because Keren is not Chilas Asiyos Elenezek. Hatzad Ashova Shebem, so the common denominator between these two Melamdim, Shedalka Lazik Mamoincha Afani Yovi Shein. So I could learn out Shein from Keren and Boil. Bechein Regal, be Keren and Boil. I should go through the same procedure. The Chipilcha Sheleska Kashe Mala Boishken Trilas Asiyosil Nezek, Toimer Beregal, Keren Yechia. Mala Keren Shekain Kavanosai Lahazik, is Boy Yechia. She can learn out from these two. Vechein Eish, mi Keren Oboil. Mikulon tchilas adin ma'boyer shein darke leilach al-hazik chayi. Boyer is not hoilach al-mazik and it's chayi. Eilu kulon, all these mazik, nishad darke leilach al-hazik leikoshke. Ma'le boyer shekein tchilas asiyose le'nezik. So we'll say that the others will be by chiyach. Keren yechiyach. So Rashi said, if we would say Keren and Boyer, we could figure out the rest of the others. V'chein, Rashi continues. Ikosav Rachmone Boir V'shein. Futsei Boir V'shein. Osikulo Inach Nami Levar Mi Keren. Besides Keren, that's the Mal says, we'll say any of the others, besides Keren, we have a machloikis if you could learn out Keren. Bahai Dine. Ma Boir Shein Darke Leilach Lazik Chaye Regal. Ve'esh, that Taki Lech Lazik, like Olshke. Ve'chein Odom. They can learn that Odom. Ma'le Be'er, she'ken Tchilas Asiyose le'nezek. Te'imer b'chol Eilu. She'en Techiyach. She'en is not Tchilas Asiyose le'nezek. Ma'le She'en she'ken Yesh Hano le'azekoy. Te'imer b'chol Eilu. It's Be'er Techiyach. Atzad Ashovet. Av ani ovi kolelu. Avol keren loy osye minay. I cannot learn out keren from boyer and shein. De ikola mifrach mala tzada shover shebe boyer vishein shekein muadin mitchiloso. Taime bekeren. So what does this mean? Shekain mu'adin mitchilosa. So Tosfos says a different malach, but l'chayre pshat in the Gemara is, the Raivet has pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Gemara is asking Akasha, let's learn out Keren from Shein and Boyer. What's in that Keren for Shein and Boyer? So it's Kan Shoyel Abed. How can I learn that Keren from Shein and Boyer? Keren, the first three times is Chayiv Chatzi Nezik. How can you learn that? It's a kasha. It's very misleading. How you can learn that Keren from Shein and Boyer? And one other man yom says, "Ander habe Keren Adifin." Zok the Raivet. The Gemara means as follows: Keren Tamo Zichah has to say. That's no shaila. Keren Tamo has to say. Tell me you pay chatzi nezek. That's no shayla. Kerem mu'edes. It means kerem mu'edes. It was mazik three times. Now it's mu'ed lahazik. Let's learn now kerem mu'ed from Sheinibur. That's a good kasha. That means in the darkoi lahazik, kerem mu'ed is equivalent to shein. It's a kerem mu'ed. It's uche. Darkoi lahazik. Let's learn out Keren. There is a pirche, but the mazik of Keren is not mu'ed mitchilose. That means all the mazikim, eish, the first time it's mazik, shein, the first time it's mazik, boil, the first time it's mazik, regal, the first time it's mazik, yipay nezik shol. This Keren, the first three times yipay chatzi nezik, because we're saying it should say Keren tamo. So the Raivet says, this is not a svoredike pirche. So what is? But al koponim, it is a choymer that the other ovois possess, which Keren doesn't possess. Yeah, I'll tell you the reason, because Keren Tamos is Becheske Shimor, or it's Al Kaponim, it's not Al Kaponim. Very good. But Al Kaponim, this Mazik has a klishus, has a weakness that all other Mazikim don't have. All other Mazikim, they pay the first time, Nezik Sholem. And this, the first three times, they only pay Chatzi Nezik. This is the Pirche. That's the Pirche. And we're speaking about it shouldn't say Keren Mu'ud, but Keren Tamer has to say. So that's the Spirche, what the Gemara says. Now let's go back to Rashi. Avol Keren Le'osim Minayim. Dika Le'mifrach. Ma La'atzad HaShove Shebeber V'Shein. She came other mitchilos and they pay Nezek Sholem the first time. Toima be Karen. So Karen Lemaise is a mazik that has a reishis of a schwacher mazik. You only pay chatzines. Verein iksiv boir veregel. If we'll say boir veregel. Osi kulei my high dine de boir. Levar mikaren. You can learn now from Boyer Veregel all the other others besides Karen. The Chipilchis Mala Boyer Sheken Chilas Asiyosi Lenezek. Toimar Bishain Ve'esh Ve'odom Regel Yechiyah. Mare Legel Sheken Ezek Emotsoi Dechol Shohi Malaches. It's always walking. You always have a potential mazik, which we don't have by any of the other mazikim. Taima b'cholelu is b'yichir. It's also not a zekim mozik. V'chozer adin, atzad ha-shove. Afani ovi, kolelu. Would say b'yir v'regu. But again, avol keren lo yosi. V'ma la'atzad ha-shove shebehem, shemuodin mitchilosa. All these other ovis, the first time they're mazik, they pay nezik sholem. And kerem, the first three times, they pay chatzi nezik. V'chein ikosav boir v'esh. Now Rashi is making all combinations. Havi osi inoch v'haydine mi boir. We can start learning out from boir v'esh. Adach boir ein a heilach mazik is chayiv. Is all the others that are heilach mazik about the gibis is chayiv. V'chi pirches mal boir sheken tchilas asiyose l'nezek. Toimar v'rego v'shein v'odom eish techiya. So far is good. Now we're going to learn a Rashi, which Taisus is heilach on Rashi. But let us try to understand Shitas Rashi. So now Rashi says, I want to learn out Shein from Boir Ve'esh. Ma le'esh shekein mu'odin lechel bein she'roi lo bein she'einoi roi lo. Eish is mu'od lechel bein sheroi lo, bein she'einei roi lo. Eish is mu'ed to consume anything. Say it's roi, say it's not roi. Kigoin eitzim, keilim, va'avonim. Taimar b'shein she'eina mu'edes elo ledobo haroi lo. Shein is only mu'ed v'adobo haroi. Boy yechiyach, she'ene mu'ed elu ledovo ha'roi lo, dovo she'ene roi lo, ma'inihu odon. Persi v'nofal shoma sho'er e'chamer, sho'er v'loi odon, chamer v'loi kelem, im nofal bover odon v'kelem pota ba'lapoy. Atzad ha'shova she'ben afni obi she'en. Now, let us try to understand what Rashi is saying over here. Let us first see a Tosfos on the Yud Amud Aleph, the third Tosfos, Lichacha Niroi V'sichsecha Abono. So that's a chaymer of Eish that is chayev, we learn how from a posik, that if the Eish went and singed a plowed field, or it singed stones, so we learn now from a posik that Eish is chayev. So let us just jump down to the Yeshloima. Yeshloima lichacha niroi dechayev. What is the chiddush? The lichacha niroi dechayev. Af al pi she'ein rigilus she'tazik eish nir va'abonim klal. It is not rogel that an eish should damage a plowed field. It's not rogel that an eish should damage stones. Period. Now let us understand what we're saying so far. That means a person, let us try to appreciate what Tosfos is saying. A person has an eish, and he's not careful, he's not watching his eish. A ruach metzuya might come, and the eish might start with, will start kindling something else, and it'll start traveling. But he looks around and he says, "What could be already? I feel there'll be an eish. I feel it'll start burning." But he looks around. He's surrounded on all four sides by a plowed field, which is 2,000 acres, and then the stones there. So what'll be? What'll be if I don't take care of the eish? He'll pack something up. But when it gets to the plowed field, nothing will happen. It's going to die down. Nothing's going to happen. It won't make any damages. So we would think, what happened? There was a fire, and the fire did damage the near. It did damage the avonim. Now, it's ein regilus. What does ein regilus mean? Normally, when the fire reaches a plowed field, it dies down. It doesn't do any damage to the field. This was a very not rogeldik occurrence, and it damaged the field. So without a posik, I would say, yepota. I should be responsible to think such a thing should happen. Ask someone with statistics, how often does this happen? It's a very rare instance. The Pasuk says, no, you are mechuyev to watch your eish, and if this damage will occur, you are mechuyev to pay. Fine. So this is the chiddush of eish. Eish is chayev al dovo she'ini roilo, which means normally it would not damage this. But if it damaged it, you're chayiv. That's a chaymer of eish. Now, let us look at Daf Yud Tesamud Beis. And Daf Yud Tesamud Beis, Ketzad HaShein Mu'edes. How is Shein Mu'ed? Shein is Mu'ed. Lechel Es Aroylo. Here it says, Shein is only mu'ed, is responsible only to eat es ha'roilo. Now, the Mishnah continues. Ha'behema ma'edes lechol peres v'yirokes. What does a behema normally eat? Peres v'yirokes. Ochlo ksus oikelem mishalim chatzinesi. What if it ate ksus v'kelim? It's mishalim chatzinezik. Now, what is pshat in ochlo ksus v'kelim? What is the story over here? There's a machloikis, the Rosh in Rashi, pshat in this bava over here, and we're learning Rashi, so we'll appreciate very well what Rashi held. Abahema mu'edis lechel asaroilo. It eats things which are roi for a hungry behema to eat. It eats peres and it eats yerokets. I pass by, I see that Abahema is eating ksus aikela. It's eating a pair of shoes, it's eating someone's shirt. So, it's not chayiv al shein. So there's a machlokes. Let's understand what happened over here. What happened that this behemoth is eating ksus v'kelim? What happened over here? So the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says, if the behemoth is hungry, it will not go and eat up a shirt. Doesn't eat up shoes. That a hungry behemoth, this is not appetizing, this doesn't satisfy hunger. A hungry behemoth will not eat this. So what's pshat? I see right in front of me, this behemoth is chewing up the shirt as he says, no, I'm not hungry. It's kavanosil hazakeh, it's very angry and it's eating up. This is not shame, this is kerem. This is Karen. If it's eating it up, this is Karen. You have to understand the behemoth. Don't tell me the behemoth is eating. That's not called eating. That's called Karen. It wants to destroy the shirt. It wants to eat it up. It's fuming. It wants to let off steam. That's how the Rosh learns Pshat. Rashi did not learn Pshat like that. Rashi says it's eating a shirt. I always knew that means, so Rashi learned this is equivalent to the Einei Roi. So my behemoth is a calm behemoth. It doesn't have anything against the shirt. It was hungry. It didn't see any peiros or yerokes. So when it ate up the shirt, maybe that'll satisfy its hunger. Now, normally, that is not an expected action from a behemoth usually they have enough seichel. If you're hungry, you don't eat up shirts because it won't satisfy your hunger. It won't whatever it is. This behemoth did it. This behemoth did it. It ate up a shirt. So Rashi Shita is Yepota. Als the mazik of Shein Yepota. This is a shame. That means I knew my behemoth was hungry. So before I let my behemoth loose, I made a quick inspection. Is there any food on the ground? Nothing. There's two shirts hanging on the line. So I have to watch my behemoth because of the two shirts. I should have to call them. The behemoth need the two shirts? Never. So I went away to do something else and the behemoth went and ate up the shirts. That's not the mazik of shame. So it's the mazik of shame. You're potter legamre. Novos. This is a mishuna de kezach. It's taka. Karen is mishuna. Not, that means, Karen, lavdav gives kavanos elazik. Any mishuna de ke action, which is unexpected, falls into the category of Karen. Sam chayim al Karen and potter al shein. So now let's go back to Rashi. So Rashi says, if it would say eish and shein, I want to learn out eish from shein. Shame from Eish, I'm sorry. Why not that shame from Eish? So I have a Mordechai Pilche. You know Eish? Eish, the Torah was Machayev on something that was unexpected, that rarely occurs. And Eish is Mazik Avonim, it's Mazik Kalim. That's a very rare thing. I would think I'm not responsible if such a thing occurs. Aval Pikein, Eish is Chayev. Shane is not chayiv on such a thing. Shane is potter. Shane is lechel asaroyla. The mazik of Shane does not have this chayma. So if it would say eish, I could not learn out Shane. That is what Rashi is saying. There's a kula in the mazik of Shane. So Rashi says, boir yechiyach. Now what's boir yechiyach? Boyer is also potter on any roilo. What does that mean? what's called Eini Roi by Apoir. So Rashi brings that Rash, Shoel Voloi Odom. Odom is Eini Roi Lo. So what does this mean? So the Shita Mekebetzes explains that Shita's Rashi is, if an Odom, there's two inyonim by Apoir. If an Odom falls into a boil and gets killed, so Memele, so that's really a very rare thing. Finished me a boyer yutvochim, and a person should be so careless that he should fall in such a way that it should kill himself. That's very rare. That's not unexpected. To get kinesic with a boyer, something a person is not mason late where he's walking. In that they shall let them lose by never die. He can't fall in. He can hurt himself. That's very. But he should fall in such a knife, and he should die. That's very bad. So Mamela is like this. Let's say a bad mushel. A person dug a boil b'shusarabim, and he took out insurance. If anyone gets kinistic in the boil, he doesn't worry about this. They'll pay for this. He didn't take out insurance for me if someone dies, and that didn't take out any insurance because he thought that this will never happen. So I'm not a choy for such a thing. And lemaisa, a person fell into the boil, and he got killed. So boil is take potter because this is a niroi. I mean, this is a rare occurrence. And Fakir, the Torah was only chayiv, the mazikim, to pay only on occurrences which one should think would readily occur. Besides Eish. Eish is lichachal niray. That's also a niray. Eish is a chayma by Eish. So that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, if it would say Eish, who would say Eish and Boyer, so then from Eish alone I could not learn Shane, because Shane is Potter, Shane is only Mechuyev on certain articles, on a Roilo. Shane is a Kula. I can't learn out Shane from Eish. So Rashi says, but Boyer here, Boyer, this Kula that Shane has, Boyer also has. Something what is not olo to occur, is not frequent to occur, just like the Torah patent Shane, the Torah patent Boyer also, so I could learn, I could say Boyer here. You don't need this chayma of any roilo in order to be mechuyev to pay, because Boyer also doesn't have this chayma. Vafal pikein, Boyer is chay. Now let us just see again the words of Rashi. And that is the Mishnah further. It's potter al shein. It's b'yichiyach sheinei mu'ed elo ledova haroilo. It's also only a mu'ed. It's also only mechuyif to pay ledova haroilo. Dova sheinei roilo mainiyu odom. Tchsiv enough al shoma shoyer eichamer. Sheir b'loi Odom, which means Mises Odom, Chamer b'loi Kalem. Dim Noval b'boir Odom b'Kalem, Potter b'la boir. So the Raya of Rashi is not from Kalem, the Raya from Rashi is Odom. Hatzad Ashove Shebehem, so Memele, it's Dalkon Lahazik, you don't need the Maila of Eini Roi, you don't need the Maila of Tchilas HaSiyos HaLenezek, Hafni Ovi Shein. But also, Adam v'regel. So when I want to learn out Shane from Be'esh, I have to go Ahin and Tzarek. I want to say, Ma'ala b'esh ken t'chil sasyos l'netzik, Eishah here. Ma'ala eish ken t'chayev al dovo Shane yiroyilo, Be'esh here. But if I want to learn out Adam or regel from Be'esh and Eish, that I don't have to go two ways. But also Adam v'regel bepalge dine. I say ma'ala b'er shekain t'chilas as yosel and nazik eishechir. V'chi amret eishtechir lekele mifrach ma'ala eish midi. You can't say ma'ala eish, what, because Adam is also chayiv on anything. The regel is also chayiv on anything. This whole kula is only by Shane Medes Lechel Asaroyla. Avol Keren Lo Yosye, the Mala Tzada Shove, Beber Veish. She came over the Mitrolosim, Beber Veish, pays the first time Nezik Sholom. In Keren, since it said Keren Tamba, the first three times she pay Chatzin Nezik. So the mazik of Boir Ve'esh is more chomo in this nekude than the mazik of Keren. Olohachi nokat Rove Boir. Rove was very meduyek bilshaynei. That it has to Boir and another of. If you want it, and then he says you can learn out everything besides Keren, and Keren is a machlokes. The mechad meinoch leimotzi lemeim. But if you won't include Boyer as one of the melamdim, you'll take two other ovies leimotzi lemeim ki shodis chad binayu osu kulu mehum mechad meinoch. Then, if you're not including Boyer as one of the Malamdim, then you cannot say, I'll take of X and of Y, and I can learn out everything. Amikol trei minayu from any other set of two, I have a osi. Loi Keren, loi Boyer. You won't know not Keren and not Boyer. Keren. Now Rashi explains what he just said. If you would have the two would be Eish, Regel, Yishain, Va'odah, you'll make a combination of two from one of these four. Eish, Regel, Yishain, Va'odah, Loi. The Malakulu, Shekain, Va'odah, Mitchilos. So Keren, you can't learn now. Okay, we said Keren, you can't learn now from Berida. But here, if you have a combination of two, of Eish, Regel, Shein, Odom, you can't learn out Boer either. The Malakulush can't Dalkan Leilich Lahazik. So Memele, so that is why Rav was Merdik Meduyik Boshoinai. He said that the only formula that I could learn out all the others is Boyer and one of the others. Because if you don't include Boyer, so then there'll be two others you won't know already. You won't know Boyer and you won't know Keren. Vikashiloch. So Rashi says, I have a kash. So he said, with Boyer, I know everything besides Keren. So let's say the same cheshbon with Keren, I'll know everything besides Boyer. Vikashalov, Lema Kishodis Keren Binayu, Keren and another of, so then I'll only know Boyer, only Boyer I won't know. So why did he say the criteria is that you need Boyer to be one of the two? Keren be one of the two will also be good. So Rashi says no. Kishodis Keren Binayu, Inokat Keren, if you're going to have Keren and another of, there are two of us you'll not be able to learn out from Keren plus another of. Now, he starts to explain. The knockout. If you left Karen together with Oy Regel, Oy Shein, Oy Odom, Bahadi Karen, left Karen with Regel, Shein, Odom, Yossi Eish Minay, you can learn that Eish. The Pachina Malat Adashav Shabem, Sheish Bem Ruachai, you can learn that Eish. Behind Boyer Namila Yossi Minayu, you can learn that Boyer, because it's Hailach Amazik. Oh, so Memele, these are Hailach Amazik, these are Yesh Bem Ruachayim, and Boyer Ve'esh doesn't have Ruachayim. Ve'inokat Eish Badi Karen, if it would say Eish together with Karen, Le'osye Shein Uboir Minayu. You cannot learn out Shein Uboir Minayu from Karen and Eish. Chipachinen Mala Eish Shekein Echeles Afuru Dovo Shein Eroilo. Because the minute I have Eish, so I have this Chayma, So if you'll have a combination of Karen and Eish, you will not know Shein. Because Karen is chayv on everything. Roy lo, eini roy lo, there's nothing that's not roy for Karen. Ubir nami loy osi minayu, shkei dalkan leiluch lahazik, ashe ein kem beboir. That's how Rashi explained the memra of Rav. Uleman di omar. Now there's a man di omar that says, that Karen Adarabe, Karen Adife, Shekein Kabanosi last. There's a man, the Omar, that does not hold of this Pircha of Mu'odin Mitchiloson. He says, Adarabe, Karen Adife. So Rashi says, Loi Isparish Eicho. I don't know who this man, the Omar is. Who's this man, the Omar? Rashi never met him. Zuk the goyin. Rubidaf hakoidem. Let me introduce him to you. He's andaf dalid amadalif. Andaf dalid amadalif. And let us see what it says andaf dalid amadalif. And what the goyin says, the Nachlas David says, and the Raivit say, is a man diyom andaf dalid amadalif. Let us see the top line. The Gemara said, "Leiroi Hashem, she'ein kavanosei lahazik, keroi akeren shekavanosei lahazik." So the Gemara learned now, Pshat, if it would say Shein, I cannot learn out Keren from Shein, because Shein is ein kavanosei lahazik, and Keren is kavanosei lahazik. And Taisus had explained the Mahalach and the Gemara was as follows. That Shein is Ein Kavanosei Lahazik, so it's much easier to watch him. It's Ein Kavanosei Lahazik, so he's watchable. Karen is Kavanosei Lahazik, so which I do. I can't watch him. So Mamela, that's what it's as far to say that you're put up by Karen. So the Gemara, I have a Gemara on the Daladamadalif, you cannot learn out Karen from Shein, because Shein is more mistava to be chayim, because Shein is ain't kavanosalazim, Karen is kavanosalazim. Right. Frek the Gemara for laf kavachayim. What are you telling me? That you're telling me that Shein is chayim and Karen is potter? So what are you telling me? If it would say Shein, I wouldn't know Karen. Karen is Kavanos Lazik, he is Zichachayim. Don't tell me you couldn't learn out Karen from Shein. So, now let us just stop over here and ask a pertinent question. Entschuldigung. How could you learn Akerem from Shein? Ma'ala Shein Shekein Mu'odim Mitchilosan. Shein pays the first time Nezik Sholem. Karen doesn't pay the first time Nezik Sholem. Here this Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, if Shein is chayav, Karen is zicher chayav, she kavanosi la'azik. Can't learn now because this is ain't kavanosi la'azik. And this is kavanosi la'azik. So you're telling me, ain't kavanosi la'azik is a greater reason for chayav than kavanosi la'azik. So Rashi says, mishum high time, that's a reason, actually. That is not a reason. The svaras punkvakel. Kavanosi lahazik is a greater reason of kiyuv than ain't kavanosi lahazik. That was what this makshin held. The makshin held that kavanosi lahazik is a greater reason than ain't kavanosi lahazik. But you don't have a gemara that's saying that if there's another cheshbon, he's not greater as the other cheshbon. Could be there's another cheshbon also. So it could be that is why Rashi, when Rashi and Dav Heim at base, Rashi was over there. I don't know anyone who is not Geiris the Spircha of Shekem Wadim et Chilosa. This man, the Yoma, didn't mention the Spircha. You're just talking about Ein Kavanos Elazik. I'm telling you, high time Kavanos Elazik is a Kavuchim of an Ein Kavanos Elazik. Could be that is why Rashi was not able to find an Amore who holds Adarabe Keren Adif. Who this is? Now let us see, before we see the top Taisvis, let us just see the second Taisvis. Shekein Mu'adin Mitchilosa. So now Taisvis did not want to learn Ein Lefore Shemishalmin Nezik Sholem. But the pilche is, all the others pay nezik sholem. In Karen doesn't pay nezik sholem. In Karen, Karen ame yosye. Given the like sieve. So Taisa says, if I want to learn out Karen, so Karen also will pay nezik sholem. So that's napshat in the Gemara. So that's what we had mentioned, the Ravid says that the Gemara means something else. Karen tam zikre has to say. The Gemara is only asking Gakasha, why does it have to say Keren Mu'ed? So forget, after it says Keren Tam, I have this Bilche, that all of them pay Nezik Sholem the first time, and Keren Tam does not pay the first three times. Al Kaponim Taisus did not like the Ravid's Pshat. Ela Meforish Rabbeinu Tam. To Mu'odin Mitchilosan does not mean in Chiyuvei Tashlumim, they pay Nezik Sholem. No, Ma'odon Mitchiloson means, Hainu Shedarkon Lahazik. The derech is of all these Mazikim, Shein, Regel, Boer, Eish, Odom, is Darkom Lahazik. They're all Darkom Lahazik. Hashem came be kerem, the stam shvorem becheska shimmer kaimi. But keren is not darker lahazik, because normally a shayer the first three times is tame. A shayer the first three times is becheska shimmer. It can be taken care of by itself, it doesn't need zaitike protection. Lamandi yoma palgidiniski knoso. The one that says Keren Adife. Hainu Lamandi Yoma the Palganiske Mamoina. We have a Bachloikas Vaita. And after Zvok between Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua and Rav Popper. Rav Popper holds Palganiske Mamoina. Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua holds Palganiske Knosso. So Laman the Yoma Adara Bekeran Adifa Hainu Laman the Yoma the Palganiska Mamaino Shedarke Lahazik Vulekaimi Becheska Shimo Like my Sheper Shakuntres Vulekis Parashaych. So let us mention again, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the machloikis of Palga Niske Knosso, Palga Niske Mamoine, was a machloikis in understanding the nature of a shayl. That's the machloikis amayroi. That means this is a machloikis before psukim. This is a machloikis between a popkun meishua. Is a shayl becheska shimu. That means is a shayl normally a tame animal that doesn't get upset. And it's male, I don't have to worry that it'll be mazik. So therefore that, therefore if it was mazik, it's palganis kaknos, I wasn't mahui really to think this would ever occur. And rapopos, no, stam shvorm lab becheskashimakai, they're wild and nos, and then they have a temper and they're takilazik. So it's very interesting. First of all, the machlekes hameroim, how to understand the nature of a shayl. Fine, okay, that's what machlekes. But, fine. So that's the machlekes of here. Leman de oma, chutz mikeren, malakulu shekemo odem et chilos, means all of them are darke lahazik, and a shayl is b'chaz kashimo. Fine, that's good. Odem et chilos means darke lahazik. Ulaman di yoma adara be keren adife. Shekavonose lahazik. Frekta nachlas David. You're missing 10 words over here. Is there a shaila if it's kavonose lahazik? Everyone holds keren is kavonose lahazik. There's a different shaila over here. Is it becheska shima? Is it lab becheska shima? That's the shaila over here. Good. That's how you'll say pshat. So machloik is a shoyer, tame by nature, wild by nature, fine, beautiful. So, retzim zach. Nachzofek tamur dike kashe. So if the shayl, there's a man yoma that holds, it's not the archelazik, fine, that I'll buy. Ulaman di yoma keren adife, no, keren, shekavanosi lahazik. I'm sorry, that's not the machloik, you say, keren because it's kavanosi lahazik. Machloikis is Guslav Becheske Shimbo. So it's Ike Chosim in a Sefer. And I'm saying, oh, it's Kavanosi Lazik. Kavanosi Lazik is not the criteria over here. The criteria is that Becheske Shimbo, La Becheske Shimbo. As if I could not stop it. I'm more than the Kikash and the Rabbeinu Tam. Perhaps we could answer the Rabbeinu Tam. The is a sheet in the Kibetzis further and after Zvova Medalla, it says, Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam is as follows. The Machloikis, that's for sure, it's not the Shteger of a Shoyer Tam for sure to be Mazik. It has a nature of, it's a placid nature, it does. Fine. But when it gets angry, when it gets angry, it will change its nature. That means, if it wants to be mazik, if it's kavanose lahazik, so then it will change its olmahus and it will be mazik. That means even though normally it's not a fighting bull. Normally it walks along, but when it gets angry, it will change its whole mahus, and that'll make it darki lahazik. So the kavanosi lahazik changes its matzit. We're not, the machloikis tan amayroim is not in the nekuda what the teva of a shayr is. A shayr, before it became a shayr muad, is a placid behemoth. But when it gets angry, so then it will change its nature. Taka, it's from this quiet, Betsy all of a sudden it's darke lahazik. That means when it gets angry, then it's something to be expected. So the kavanose lahazik makes it darki lahazik. We're not speaking, Not that it's darker lazik plus kavanosi lazik. Then the Nachos David is asking the kakasha, so zika chos min asayf. Say darker lachazis, and say darker lazik. Say lav becheska shima kaima. What are you talking about kavanosi lazik? No, so weißt du, that the Shtetzel Teshit in Gebetze says further, the Shit in Gebetze, let me just say over the Loshen of the Shit in Gebetze, the Shit in Gebetze says, the Karen, lay habi ulche la soisei, the sand after is vova mit beis. Karen is not ulche, it's not a normal thing for behemoth to do. Elohochi pirushoi. Mishum de kavonosei lahazik v'yitzroi tokiv. It got angered. And now it has to vent its anger. Oisei divrei hezik shelav ulche. It changes its nature. That means anger could change the nature of a behemoth. So mamel, it's something to think about. You're being done what the nature of the behemoth is, Bashar Usham, in normal circumstances. So yeah, it's a placid behemoth and anything. But when it gets angry and there's a yetzer over here, so then it changes its complete nature. So the kavanosei lahazik makes it darkei lahazik. So therefore, he holds, so therefore it's already equivalent to the other ovis.